RadioSaintPete.com.
For RadioSaintPete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux. Our local YMCA is a powerful association of men, women, and children of all ages and from all walks of life joined together by a shared passion to strengthen the foundations of community. With a commitment to nurturing the potential of kids, promoting healthy living, and fostering a sense of social responsibility, the Y ensures that every individual has access to the essentials needed to learn, grow, and thrive. Join the Y. Anchored in the neighborhoods throughout Greater St. Petersburg, the Y believes that lasting personal and social change can only come when we all work together to invest in our kids, our health, and our community. The Y is and always will be dedicated to building healthy, confident, connected, and secure children, adults, families, and communities. Recently, Radio St. Pete sat down with the president and CEO of the YMCA of Greater St. Petersburg, David Jessic.
Well, the YMCA of Greater St. Petersburg is doing some incredible stuff in our community. In fact, when you drive by the beautiful facility, the Jim and Heather Gills YMCA, you might not know that we have 13,000 members that come to that facility, and they're from all walks of life in our community. In fact, it's one of the busiest Ys in the community. We have 50,000 swipes of the cards monthly, and some incredible things are happening inside. The YMCA Live Strong program is helping cancer survivors reclaim their health. You know, they've been doing that for a long time, but now we have it under this program, and and it's really neat. We've had 89 graduates of the class, and our YMCA is one of 17 Ys across the country that are part of a $52 million federal grant to bring the diabetes prevention program to Medicare patients. 10,000 is the goal, so little St. Pete Y is making a difference.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about some of the other initiatives in South St. Pete specifically.
Certainly. One of the things we're really proud about is our Childs Park YMCA, which opened in the fall of 2008. It was a joint project with the City of St. Petersburg, a $3.1 million project. It's a 15,000 square foot building, but it's unique in that it has a branch of the public library inside. In fact, I would say it's the only Y in the country that has a public library inside. It's more like a twig because it's small, but you can check out any book from the library there, even in the county system. We also have a volunteer income tax program, so families are coming there, you know, getting assistance with their tax refunds. And also we have the community law program, so we're allowing families to come into the Y, which is a little more comfortable setting than what you would find in an attorney's office, right? So they're coming to the Y to get help with some of the legal matters that they're dealing with as a family. And then last year, the Early Learning Coalition, which processes all the families for subsidized care for children under the age of five. Prior to this, they'd have to drive all the way to Clearwater, which was a half-day bus ride. Now they're coming to the Y, and they're getting the support they need, financial support, to get their children off to early start. The United Way has moved in and set up offices at the Childs Park YMCA. And last week, the mayor was there, and we cut the ribbon on the mayor's office. Nikki Capehart, the mayor's new director of urban affairs, will be housed out of the Childs Park YMCA. Again, kind of taking the city to the community. We're really excited about that initiative.
What is the history of the Y in St. Pete? We know the old building downtown.
The YMCA was formed in 1920. There was a group of men that met just down here on Central Avenue and said, we want to start a Y. And 7 years later, they built this beautiful facility that, I know it's been in the paper a lot recently, but think about that. That, in equivalent to today's dollars, that's like a $15 million facility, okay, which would cost more than what the Jim and Heather Gills YMCA cost. But, that facility, lived its life and served its need in the community, and there came a point in time when the Y said, you know what? You know, we need a new fresh breath, and the Jim and Heather Gills YMCA was the answer for that. So in 2000, we opened that facility, and we went from 500 memberships at the downtown Y to we had board members that were actually writing checks to pay the utility bills, and now we're a healthy organization, and moving forward, we're in 25 different schools throughout our county. Servicing a lot of Title I schools, so families that need that extra support and after-school care. So in our new Bardmore YMCA, we broke ground in January, and we're excited about the opening of that facility later this year, and it's a 36,000 square foot facility, but it's unique in that we'll have an early learning center inside. So a YMCA with the traditional services, but also with an opportunity for families to come and have their children participate in an education opportunity throughout the day.
How can people get involved with the mission of the Y?
Well, you can go to our website, St. Pete YMCA. .org, you can go, or .com, sorry, and or you can call our corporate office here, 727-895-9622, and ask for Hillary. Mm-hmm. Hillary is in charge of our volunteer opportunities, and she'd love to talk with you.
Thanks to David Jessick, President and CEO of the YMCA of Greater St. Petersburg. For Radio St. Pete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux.